USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers are battling over the forming of a panel that would investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol.
A national bipartisan independent commission to report on the events of January 6th is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. GOP leader Mitch McConnell said it's not necessary.
Multiple Senate committees are conducting their own bipartisan inquiries. And obviously the role of the former president has already been litigated exhaustively.
Three Senate Republicans said they would vote in favor of the proposed commission, which passed in the House. President Biden spoke in Cleveland about his infrastructure plan. He said America is not respected.
The 13th best infrastructure in the world. Come on.
He spoke to university students in Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up his two-day Mideast tour in an effort to shore up the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terror group in Gaza. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Amman was the last stop of the secretary, where he met with King Abdullah II, thanking the Jordanian monarch for his role that led to an end of the 11-day bloody conflict. Mr. Blinken said the countries in the region must work together if there is to be lasting peace.
If we want to avoid a return to the harrowing violence of recent weeks, the countries of this region need to help and support one another.
While in the region, Mr. Blinken also met with the Israeli Prime Minister, assuring Mr. Netanyahu that Jerusalem had a right to defend itself and the Hamas rulers in Gaza would not benefit from any reconstruction effort put forth by the international community. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many places are holding off on lifting restrictions until the pandemic is officially over. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Airbnb is extending its global ban on parties on rental properties through the end of the summer. The company is saying the policy has proven to be popular with their host community. Airbnb saying they will not tolerate behavior that disrupts neighbors or violates the trust of their host community. The company is saying it will provide another update on the future of the policy at the end of the summer. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman, after one of the injured died in the hospital overnight. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. All of the victims are being honored at an event at the San Jose City Hall Plaza. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.